Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Add to Houston podcast, a podcast for young professionals in the advertising marketing industry here in Houston. I'm here today with Cameron Newhouse, our VP president here of Add to, as well as Jacob Dantone across the room.
Hello.
Hello. So, first of all, thank you, everybody, for tuning in today's episode. I am super pumped about this. We are going to be talking about the great chili cook-off. So, I think one big thing that I should probably mention is this isn't the first time we did a chili cook-off. It's the first time that I'm being involved in organizing one. Add to Houston in the past has done multiple cook-offs. In previous materials that we looked up, it said that it's the 40th time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised about it. There are other events in the past that shall not be named. And but just to bring it up, though, like there have been multiple cook-offs, and I feel like in this instance, we're going to be focusing on chili.
I would hope so.
I know, because we've been centering our whole collateral on that. Cameron, do you have any fun remarks about the cook-off in particular that you think we should talk about?
Yeah, I think this will be a great time for to get a team together and really just be in community with others and also eat some good chili. And
yeah. You know, fun fact, I don't really eat a lot of chili. I think the reason why we're doing a chili cook-off was because this is the first event that, since I've been president, I have not been heavily involved in the planning, so to speak. Like, we had our board retreat, and we had a discussion of what kind of event we're going to be doing. A cook-off came up, and then chili just somehow got wedged into it, and I said, okay, up to you guys.
Pretty Texas thing to do, so I think that might be where that came from.
That's true. I think it's also really cool that we're doing a new twist where it's very, what was it, the branding is fresh. It's not very, how can I say it? Well, it does have a really unique food and beverage look, I would say. When I was doing the identity or some of the graphics for the promotions and stuff, I was really looking at when we first did the logo. We had Yen and Caitlin McIntyre designed the initial concept, combined their logos, showed it to some friends, and they said, oh, it looks kind of like Burger King, Taco Bell, and Good Mythical Morning all in one. So I looked into them, and I'm just like, okay, what do they do for their branding and stuff? And a lot of it kind of came down to that, where I actually ended up finding the Burger King brand guidelines. And I found a lot of like their illustrations, the treatment of their products and stuff, and I was like, maybe we can leverage that since it works for them. It can work
Burger
for
King
us.
If you're watching this or listening to this, we're sorry, and
maybe you can sponsor us. That might be great.
Yeah, sponsor.
That would be fantastic.
No cease and desist, please.
Yeah, that's okay. If anything, we have our own different spin on it. There's no cap on inspiration, right?
Yeah.
Also, it's a one-time event.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if we'll keep using the same branding. But hopefully it'll get better and we'll improve. Hopefully as I'll be involved in creative and not revolving around planning as much. But everything with the cook-off in particular is going to be interesting. We already have two teams already registered, as well as one person who signed up since Peers with Peers.
Do we know team names? Is anybody going to have like a cool team name?
You know, I haven't
chili
asked.
Related?
You know what? I'm going to reach out to them later next week to follow up on, okay, what are some cool team names that you guys want to have? So maybe we can have like a sign for you guys in particular with the branding and all. We have Danny helping us out in procuring some things such as security, tables, so that people can come in and just set up their gear. As well as we're going to see if we can try and rent out a big tent so it's not going to be scorching hot, because I know now the weather's getting back up and hot again. Right now the weather is like 86 and the coolest will be like 68. So next month, I'm sure it's just going to get hotter. Summers in Texas and the humidity. It's not the best, but yeah. Oh, well, we have a raffle plant in store. We still are looking for donations or people who or companies who are willing to donate a perishable item of some kind to put onto the raffle. All proceeds will be going to our scholarship fund, the Dwight Douthat Fund, for young aspiring designers and communication professionals in their early careers in college who are looking for a $5,000 grant. Cameron, what are some of the things that you're excited about, though? I mean, I know you mentioned community, and people getting together. Are there any other things that you're looking forward to, like familiar faces or things like that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing people I know in the AAF community, as well as, you know, other people we can get coming, like possibly my dad, you know. Dad wants to have a team there at the cook-off, so really it's open for anyone.
Yeah, it's open to the community. Anybody, they don't even need to be in advertising of anything. If they're in food and beverage, or if they're like a retail customer of some kind.
If you like to cook chili. Like to,
yeah if you want to cook chili. I think if anything, we want to...
Or eat chili.
Yeah. You know, I noticed even on Eventbrite, there's not a lot of open chili cook-off events in Houston happening right now. So
it's probably early, right? I think we're getting in on the ground.
Yeah,
floor,
we got
so
in on
speak.
The curve ahead of time, which is nice. If anything, ours is reasonably priced compared to what's kind of happening, but it's more of industry selective, and a lot of other agencies, like advertising related, like Etc. They did like a chili cook-off. There's like some companies like Hewlett Packard Enterprise that did a cook-off just recently as well. It's literally was chili, so I was like, okay. Winners, come here, please. Yeah. But
please come.
Please.
If you're on a roll.
If you're on a roll, if you got the spice, if you got the secret sauce, right, you know, this is the place to be. We'd love to have you there. not the best one. Not the best tagline. But yeah, hopefully we'll see a good bunch of people there. Aside from that, we'll have that raffle ready. We'll have our judge and panelists. We haven't confirmed our judges yet. So if anybody that's listening to this episode, if you are a chili fanatic or a connoisseur of chili, please DM us. We'd love to hear from you, as well as knowing whether your availability is. And if you are interested, we can discuss whether if we can cross-promote you, whether you want to be promoted on our channels. We're more than welcome to do so, as through our communications, obviously. But yeah, that's basically it. We got our judges, we got our raffle, we got our cook-off, we got scholarship fund. It's a recipe for a good time, if anything.
So where's this happening again at, Alex, did we say?
Yes. Oh, Giant Texas Distillers. Giant Texas Distillers from 12 to 4 p.m. So we'll have...
May 11th, is that right?
Yes, May 11th, 12 to 4, Giant Texas Distilleries.
Nice.
And it's going to be outside, not inside.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
it's not allowed inside.
You're allowed inside to grab a drink. You know, exactly. I think they'll be helping us providing some drinks. Don't quote me on that. I'm not too sure myself because that was a Cooper thing. But we do have the venue reserved, the parking lot, and everything. So by the time people start driving in, you'll see the lot is pretty big. And there's plenty of space. Nobody has to cross a busy highway or a busy street, thankfully. And also, we're going to be providing a fun trophy. Hopefully, we get that sorted out, as well as some fun merch as well that will be provided to our guests. We have a printer here in Houston that is willing to help us out in producing some merchandise for our attendees. The name of the company is called Goose Works. They do a lot of customized merchandise for B2B, B2C people. They range from bandanas, t-shirts, hats, all types of goods. They are pretty notable because of their commitment to providing quality merchandise, mm-hmm. as well as, I'm trying to think, every so often they do like this special limited run where they get like a specific graphic related to something that's trending. The last one I saw was like the Barbie. It was a Barbie-themed shirt for the Barbie movie and stuff. I thought it was pretty cool. Thanks to Tatiana, she was able to connect me with Gustavo, who is the founder of the studio over there, and they're willing to basically provide a special discount for us so that we're able to make this event even more memorable.
Nice.
So I believe we're going to try, we're just in talks between either doing a bandana with our chili pattern on it, so people will have that, and it's not so in your face.
Mm-hmm. We only have two teams signed up so far, right? Is there a limit to how many teams we're having, or is there a limit to a team size? You know, how many people to a team?
Yeah, actually. So in regards to teams, the team size should be a team of six. That's what I was informed. The quantity of teams. We had in our budget for 20 teams.
Quite a bit.
If people, if that many people want to participate, we're not going to stop them.
They will.
They will.
They will.
They will.
We will not stop them. We have the space. To, if you've seen the parking lot at Giant Texas Distillers, it is massive. So, and we are renting out a giant tent, so please come.
So, yeah, right.
So, if anything, we do have a lot of, we do have a lot of space to accommodate for those people. It is going to cost about $100 for each team to enter, plus $80 in legal fees. Obviously, we need to get food certified for you to participate, so that's included in the fee. All entries will be going through, or sorry, all entries for teams will be going through our Eventbrite page, just so that it is convenient for us to keep tabs and track, and also allow us to communicate once we have a good handle on the setup that we have going on. Obviously, if you're not able to cook, or you don't, you're not comfortable in cooking chili, I wouldn't be, because I don't know how to make chili, to be honest. I thought you would just grab a chili spice packet thing and say, call it a day.
My like, mom was joking about going to buy a can of chili from H-E-B and a couple cans and just putting it in a crock pot. You know,
put some seasoning in it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember there was a client that Dylan had called Gilly's. It was a client that I used to do a lot of work for. We did, they made instant chili packets, and I just thought, oh, is that just how you make chili? You get a packet and you just drop it in and that's it. But no, you have to actually prep recipe. There's like a recipe of like salsa and beans and all this other stuff. And you can make really interesting things like Frito chips with chili. It's a chili dip.
There's Frito
also,
pie, yes.
Yeah, Frito pie. There's also the chili cheese fries and all these other things that you can do to create like a unique experience for the people that are attending. So I don't think you need to just provide a bowl of chili. No. It can be more than that. If anything, originality might be some bonus points. And if anything, it might be pretty resourceful, because you never know. Maybe there, you'll find somebody that might like your recipe, might use it, could use it.
And how many judges are we going to have?
I believe we're going to have four judges.
Do they come from the chili world? Are they certified to judge chili?
You know, that's kind of the thing I mentioned as well. If you know anybody, or if anybody's listening, please. We do have to reach out to... If you think you know chili, yes. I don't think I should be a judge, because I don't know.
Or maybe you could be the, what is it, the control or the median judge or something? Because you don't have a palate for chili, right? You don't really eat chili.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really experienced with it. So if you can blow Alex away with chili.
Then maybe that might be good. There is also the People's Choice Awards for chili. We are going to be ordering these poker chips with the branding and everything, so that people can put their chip in the dip, and we're able to count, okay, who had, and out of everybody that was there, the People's Choice, what was their favorite?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So we have some things organized for that. Obviously, the judges will decide the ultimate winner, but I think the People's Choice is important as well, and that's going to contribute to that component.
Yeah.
And
I think aside from chili, maybe bring your dog. That might be a good...
Dogs are good. I think that's
That might give you some more points. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Should we have a mascot? Pet prize, a pet maybe, award?
Maybe there could be a mascot theme. You can bring your pet and you can put them in a chili pepper costume. That'd be cute.
That would be so cute, guys. Just take my word for it. You might win.
You might have more people coming to your booth, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Build the hype. Right. Just build the hype.
Yes. Maybe I could bring one of my dogs and put them in a chili costume, and they'll.
I got Alex thinking now.
Just maybe don't feed them the chili.
No, maybe if they have meat, maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope the chili would have meat.
Right. Tofu chili.
Tofu chili.
I mean, hey,
you gotta, if you want it to be vegan, maybe.
Yeah, vegan chili.
Mm. Originality.
There you go.
There you go.
I don't know if that'll. That'll impress the chili people.
Nah. If anything, too, I do know that Attu will not have a specific team. I think we're going to be more focused on organizing the event, if anything.
Right.
So we will be doing that. And yeah, I believe that's basically, I mean, is there anything else you guys think I'm missing? Or
let's see, we got the location, we got the date, we got the times,
mm-hmm.
got all the information for it.
Invite your friends.
Invite your friends.
Family. Anybody.
Your dog.
Another thing, too, the last days to register, obviously for general attendees, would be till the day of the event. The Eventbrite page will be open an hour before the event actually starts. So you can register, and I believe we will take in walk-ins as well. But it would be preferred if people are planning to register early, just so that we can plan and accommodate for all your specific needs. Additionally, for teams, I would say the best time to get your team together would be at the end of this month, just so that we can accommodate with the tables and make sure that there's enough space for everybody. So, yes, May 11th, 12 to 4. Teams come in at 12 to prep, get their food ready, and at around like 1 to 2, start serving and go from there.
Yummy.
Yes,
kind of.
Exactly. Eat, and compete.
Thank you for joining us today. The Add to Houston Amigos podcast is produced at Radio Lounge. Add to Houston is a collaborative collective of young communication professionals aged 32 and under who are looking to make a difference in the industry. If you would like to become an Amigo, join us at add2houston.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at add2houston. Thank you for listening.